Six Views Uncut.
Yeah, you know what it is. It's M7F, bitch.
Hola, boys.
Yeah, you know what you're tuning into, man. This is Six Views Uncut.
Because
we said it behind the scenes. Which grammar am I looking at?
This one over.
Drake, don't act like you don't watch the show. Me and Friday were just dancing to that song a couple of weeks ago when I came back, eh? As I started partying again, eh?
I don't know.
It's a little coincidence, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? A little coincidenky.
Hey, Drake.
Say that then. That's all I'm saying. Show me some love, Drizzy.
Show some hearts.
Just be like, yeah. You know, I heard Guts and Friday bumping nine in there, and Guts said it'd be sick if somebody freaking remix that song.
Yeah.
And then what a coincidence.
And here we go.
Roll the tapes.
What is this?
Roll the tapes.
I like that first Good Kid, Mad City that you dropped.
Classic.
Crazy.
Classic.
But after that, I never really tuned in.
Yeah,
but bro, I was watching his
diamond.
I was watching his videos from back in the day and until now, and there's so much like
better,
so much
the storytelling,
real cinema,
the production is the production.
It, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying you have to go all in to have like a great video like that, but like you should have some story to your shit. You know what I mean? I feel personally.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean?
Well, I started recording you guys for a long time, so.
But yo, listen, hold that mic up closer.
When we get to the intro right here, y'all ain't gonna be able to hear the music because we got headphones running.
Oh yeah. You know, so they can't hear the music.
They can't hear them. We could hook up some headphones for them right now. But we'll just do the intro.
Yeah, we'll do the intro and then we'll get them in.
Talk to the people then.
Yo, it's your boy Gutsy Guts here with a few of my nearest and dearest. Yo, we got Friday in the cut. Hey. Sorry, I didn't catch Mandem's names, but
Nick.
Nick and
Manic Studios.
And sorry?
1K, 1,000.
Cool, no, but 1K. 1K in the building.
1K.
Episode 62, Six Views Uncut. We're going to get into these songs of the week. You know what I'm saying? We're taking it back for one of them right here. F-A-B-O-L-O-U-S.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What happens when the hate don't work?
When the hate don't work, they start telling lies.
I drop my niggas off when the ball drop. Certain niggas gotta get cut off.
I just don't know why. Ain't hoes ain't happy. Happy hoes ain't hating. Better check the situation. Fucking fix your situation.
Yo, this song right here, Bugs. Yo, he ripped this one, bro.
Is this new?
Yeah, this is new. Bugs. Not books, but Bugs.
When it comes to
ice hockey.
I'm on site with it. Run up on me, I take your life home.
Jeez.
This glizzy on my waist, take your life home. Shake a nigga down like some dice. My whole beat go like this ice on me. Slide on who? This ain't ice on me. I'm getting bucks, trying to make a mill off a walkie. Apply pressure when I'm in these streets. It's a heat wave. When I wave the heat, top boy like Jamie, I got it. All boy with the
Jamie.
Like Van Bleek. Switch. In the trap all day and night, I can't see.
Oh, type in it, that's where I'm at. How?
What we smoking on? What we smoking on?
Smoking on your top five tonight.
Just cool, Kendrick.
Smoking on your what's name tonight. Smoking on you, chosen tonight.
I am the old man.
I gotta do the dance that he does in the video.
Yes, I don't you address me unless it's with four letters. I thought you know better.
Six
I've been ducking the pants.
Six
you get mixed up and ducking the overnight activist. Yeah, I'm not a trending topic. I'm a
hold on, y'all niggas playing with me, man.
I am the Omega. DJ Lane Rolly Gang. That's how he don't you address me unless it with four letters. Bitch, I thought you know.
Yo, the big boys are out to play this week, but Six Views Uncut, your boy. Gutsy. You know, the most controversial and mixy podcast out here in Toronto right now, going down episode 62. Really quick, I want to thank you to Manic Studios.
Yeah, man.
Manic Studios for this dope ass freaking spot, man.
Yeah,
like,
man.
We here.
Thank you.
I'll give it away, but we're downtown Toronto. I don't like to just tell the people, you know, the spots down, but we're here downtown Toronto,
Queen
man.
And Augusta.
Cool. Now he's giving you guys the
Queen
end.
And Augusta.
But yeah, this is a super dope spot. Thank you, man, for letting us use this spot.
No problem. Thanks for coming. Yeah, appreciate yeah. it.
Appreciate it. Mm. Appreciate it, man.
We just met, for the people that are listening and watching. We just met today.
Just met off the rip.
Big up, man. Like man. Ralph Nora that put this together,
oh, yeah.
bro.
Shout
like last
Raph.
Minute. He put this together last
Shout
minute.
Out so Raph, man.
Really
man.
Big up the man. He's doing big things too. But yeah, man. We're gonna get into this super dope episode really quick.
Talk about Loverboy, right?
Yeah, but hold on, we gotta get some shout outs really quick. And I just gotta big up a 1-2, but before we get into this certified Loverboy, because the boy finally dropped, you know what I'm saying? Virgo things. I just wanna shout out the team, Gucci. Make sure you guys go subscribe to Gucci's page, Clear Star Studios, running up the streets.
Yo, it's Gucci.
Every time this man does that, I think the man's here. But yeah, Clear Star Studios, if you want all your news, anything that's going on in the city, whatnot, make sure you tap into Clear Star Studios on YouTube. Big up man like Herc, Empress, Raheel, just the whole team putting together some just amazing content. Also, too, the YTN Paco interview, which you will be seeing. I want to see when this comes out. You'll be seeing it later on this week. I want to say that. And, yeah, man, just everybody in the city, be safe. Excuse me. And fuck. Yeah, just be safe, bro. The city's been wilding usually or lately. So next week you will be seeing a super dope interview from the Wallap Boys. You know what I'm saying? First time ever. You know what I'm saying?
Bangers only.
Yeah. We only bangers do big things only. Over here. And yeah, man, anybody else got shout outs? Sorry, I'm all over the place right now. The sweetest.
Shouts out Color Room Studios. We're right on top of Manic.
You know, if you didn't do it, I was going to hit it. Yeah, Color Room. Man. He's got a studio upstairs.
Got a studio upstairs and whatnot. Whole building is just vibe studios. Yeah. You know what I mean? So,
man, it's a crazy spot. There's so many engineers that are now in this spot. It was just us at the beginning. Mm-hmm. In what, March?
January. I've been here since.
Yeah, January. So, yeah, what, Matt and I came here in February.
Yeah.
And then
everybody just kind of follow suit, and like every room's a studio now, and it's just like this whole block is like right across. We got Orange Lounge and whatnot. So it's a good like little block of studios, you know.
Yeah. Mm.
A lot of great music is being produced on this block.
Yeah, man. There's some other crazy engineers over here too. I don't know. I don't know if I can even like name drop it, but they're super legit.
Meow. You have any shout outs? I'm sorry. It's not funny. It's insensitive. Very insensitive.
Shout out
Meow.
Is that my name now?
Yeah.
AKA Meow.
No, it's not your name actually, because it's kind of insensitive. But I know.
I'm just trying to get a good camera angle. Big salute to everybody out there that's just doing their thing, you know what I'm saying? Everybody who's out there being consistent. I forget his name now. I'll catch you back on the next time I podcast. I'll be fucking potting all week.
Facts.
But yeah, salute.
And really quick, before we get into this conversation, I just want to hold your head to everybody that's going on in the world, because like I seen a lot of crazy shit going on in like Haiti. I knew New Orleans and the whole states had the flooding and shit like that. So just anybody going to do that.
The earthquake.
Yeah, the earthquake in Haiti. We just want to like send our prayers and just everybody that's out there, condolences to anybody that lost their life, and with the flooding in New York and shit like that, or just in the states in general. Like I know New Orleans has it really really bad, and I see everybody in like New York kind of joking around with it, but like you guys be safe, bro, because that is dirty water that you guys are like swimming in and doing all that crazy shit. So
New York knows how to make the best out of everything, though. I gotta give it to them, though.
I was gonna give it to New York, but I seen a Philly man do like some sort of backflip just into the water from the highway.
What? What the fuck?
Fam, the man.
We gotta give it to America then, because yo, America is just like some strong people, bro.
They learn how to turn
really persevere through all that bullshit, whatever.
Yeah,
bullshit
to have
comes
the COVID and the vaccines and shit like that, and then to have this, and just like I just see these niggas like, yo, this.
Who do you think has a better vaccine, us or the states? Nah, you think theirs is kind of like a little bit more poor than ours, or do you think like Pfizer's like rich?
I feel like it's all the same shit, bro.
I think it's all the same garbage that they're going to implant in you regardless. But I don't even want to get into that, because that's... But yeah.
Do what you want, people.
Hold your head.
No one's judging.
Everybody.
We don't judge.
Out there. This is the clip right here.
Okay,
close. Man, I'm just doing...
That is crazy.
Where's that, on the street?
That's in Philadelphia.
Off a bridge.
Hold on, let me see.
Throws a backy.
Oh my god.
I gotta give it to him still.
Wow. He did that with style too.
Yeah, he did it with style. Super elegance. Steve. You know what I'm saying? I rate it. I would have to give it a 10 Friday. You see real quick?
That's a 10 out of 10 flip.
That's a 10 out of 10 flip, fam. That's a dive for the
ages. Is he diving into the fucking murky water?
Yes.
What kind of media thing is that, Bridget?
Monting. But yeah, just hold your head out there to the people, them, and you know, go be safe, man. Don't be dirty, because that's how Corona started in the first place.
Yeah.
All right. So, well, getting into this news, there's only one in only one thing we got to talk about. There's more things we're going to talk about, but
babies.
The boy dropped. CLB Certified Lover Boy dropped. We got I like the billboards that he was doing for it with the promos, like, yeah, hey, yeah. Houston,
hey Atlanta, we're
this person's gonna be on
that was,
there.
That was neat.
Who's
promotion.
The Houston yeah, person, cool. By the way? Because I think Houston, your hometown hero is gonna be there. Who's the whole hometown hero that was on the album?
Project Pat.
Project
no,
Pat.
Isn't
Project
he from Memphis? That's Memphis.
Project Pat.
But isn't he from Memphis?
That's Memphis.
Houston.
Oh, yeah,
even
that's
know.
Memphis though. That's Memphis.
I'm looking for my phone. I don't know where my phone is.
Travis Scott.
Oh yeah,
Travis Scott.
That's a good one. I
thought
like,
for some reason I don't know why I thought Travis wasn't even on there for the set. What? Yeah, Travis on there.
That's all.
I would have said that off the rip.
Yeah.
Well,
that was the first one I listened to because I was so interested. Like since
you
Astro
thought it
World,
was gonna be a sicko mode.
100%. I was like the first thing I saw. I was like, okay, like Travis Scott and Drake. Those are always like crazy collabs. But
yeah.
Now, yeah, that was a banger.
Now, by the time we're recording this, we're not even 24 hours of the album being dropped yet. What's everybody's take on the album? What did you guys think?
I was here last night, and then I was doing a mixing session. There was a bunch of people here, and we're all just like, yo, just drop. We listened to it. The Young Thug one is, I think that one's sick. The Travis Scott one's really sick. The mixing on it on the first track right away, like you just hear it, and you're like, holy shit, the mixing is like crazy. Like,
guy's voice is like it's just as clear as it gets.
Yeah,
it's as, you know what I mean?
That's as good as it gets. That's my favorite song on the album.
The first one,
Champagne Poetry or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
That one out there. That's one of the most amazing intros
banger.
I've ever heard.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
right away.
That's his best intro.
Yeah.
Don't tell me about Tuscan leather. Don't tell me over my dead body. Don't tell me about none of them, fam. No. That right there.
Yeah, he came hard.
Let me tell you something.
He came hard.
That right there overhyped me for the album.
Listen,
I listened to that shit and I was just like, oh, let me. I sparked one and I'm like, no, let me go roll up a next one. That's how you move it,
Jake. Yeah.
Woo. Yeah. Sorry, Freddie. You gotta run a little bit of that. Why?
Which one now?
The Champagne's Poetry.
Champagne Poetry.
It's just. It gave me the feel of the Nothing Was the Same intro. Like, he was trying to go for that, and even with the next song. But just the way this song was, he was going in there and he was talking about he's not allowed because of the city and the politics. He's not allowed to big up certain people that died and shit. Yeah. It's just like
until I
wasn't expecting this. I'm not gonna lie. Not for an intro.
After we run this, we're not gonna go get you guys.
I've been hot since the birth of my son. I remain unfazed, trustworthy. Man, fuck evaluation, show me personal fun. Pretty boys versus the petty boys. So that already
boys versus the petty boys.
Shit is so surreal, Drizzy Drake, you better enjoy it. Nothing else bigger than the OVO Letterman boys. Cashmere knits for the nighttime boat rides.
Molly
got the first edition part of both sides. Is coming from those guys. I'm trying to just relay what I can see through my own eyes.
The only sign of struggle itself is from those guys.
He's going in. You could just plug it into the back of the adapter right there.
Right here.
Okay.
Yeah, but
yeah,
that run right there. Oh my gosh, that had me set me up for like what I thought at the moment was gonna be like. Maybe a classic album.
But 1K, you heard that? You heard the intro track, obviously.
I heard it. That was the first one that I bumped. But like, I'll be honest with you, I just woke up. I still got crust in my eye, and I'm like, listen to this. And I was like, it's too many words going in. And like, first morning, yeah, you know what I mean? I wasn't really taking it in the way I was supposed to.
Yes.
And I just like, I really skimmed through. Like, see, this is the thing. I'm not going to sit here and judge the album because I haven't even listened to all the songs on it yet.
Mm.
And because there's too many songs, first of all, and I haven't, I'm not a person that dismisses things. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not gonna listen to the first song, hear the beat doesn't bang, and then just be like, oh, it's not a good song, because there might be a bar on there that might change my life. You know what I mean? But I haven't heard it like that, haven't listened to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I gave it 2 listens. I want to say 2.5. And just off the rip, I guess this is the thing with a lot of artists, not just Drake, but I just feel like there's too many songs. That was the problem I had with Scorpion. I just felt like there was too many songs. Views, I also felt like there was just too many songs. Mm-hmm. And it's just me. It's nothing to Drake, but I just think with me, I don't want to hear too many songs. And I think that's what threw me off the album.
Yeah. People see that and they're like, holy fuck.
It's a lot to go through, bro.
Yes.
Like, it's a lot to go through.
Now,
yeah. The album. Donda have 27 or some shit.
Yeah, Donda had a lot too. But that's the same thing. Like, I don't want to hear. For an album, I can't, like.
It's my theory.
Going back to like Kendrick, when I was listening to Kendrick's Good Kid, Mad City, it didn't feel like it was a long song. It didn't even feel like the songs that you were listening to were long. Mm. So I think when you have 20 something songs and most of the songs, majority of the songs are like 4 minutes long too, the whole album itself is long, bro. Yeah. So if you're driving and you're doing stuff, you know, it's hard for me as a hip hopper to get into it. But I could see what he was doing, because the album, it has something for everybody on there. Mm. Yeah. So like, regardless, if you want some hip hop, you got some hip hop. You wanted him to be vulnerable, you got vulnerability. You got your party songs, you got your uppity songs, you got your R&B. He gave you everything. But I think that's the problem with Drake now. He's trying to please everyone.
Yeah.
He has a large audience, and trying to please that large audience is problematic when you're putting out albums to the people that are just gonna judge it and be like, yeah, well, this is a classic, it's not a classic, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think it's a problem for him.
You would never be able, but he has to be smart enough to know that you can't please everybody. So
I think he knows that.
You know what I mean? Like, he done been through all types of criticism and whatnot, you know what I mean? Like, people are still hating on him, like you said earlier, you know what I mean? Mm. If he's got classics or whatnot, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, he's never gonna win on that take, you know what I mean? But I think, like, personally, like, the man, I think if he dropped music that he liked to drop or wanted to be on there, that's all that matters. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think where he messed up, and I think where Kanye messed up, is with the length of it, because you could have great songs that you love and the people are going to love, but if you put too many, people's attention spans aren't that long no more. You know what I mean? You could have 10 hits on there, or 20 hits on there, all of them could be hits, but only 5 of them are really gonna stand out and be like, oh my god, they're playing everywhere. You can't have 26 songs playing everywhere at one time.
Fact.
It doesn't happen. You know what I mean?
My thing, just to jump in here on the you know, Drakeologist in the building, Friday Ricky Dread.
Yes, sir.
Why did he go with I'm Too Sexy for the fucking music video? You guys know what song I'm talking
about?
I
didn't even see the video.
Yeah, we were playing it earlier upstairs when you guys were down here with.
That's the first time I heard it.
I'll play you a bit of the tune.
It's so hard.
You like this tune?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you see. Hold on. Let me stop for a second. Right away, Nick's reaction is song so hard. I didn't like it, but you liked it. So it's like, how do you please everybody?
I think it's a neat concept, bro.
Yeah, it's new. It's just too sexy for your girl.
Too sexy for this girl. Too sexy for
this chain. It's swaggy.
Yeah.
Too sexy for this chain. Too sexy for your game. It's like he's not even trying, you know? Like, that's what makes it sick.
Okay, here's what I have to say.
He's got the booth. He's just like, yo, fuck it. I'm just gonna do some future shit.
This is what I have to say. Too sexy for that. Because we said it behind the scenes.
Mm.
Which grammar am I looking at?
This one over here.
Drake, don't act like you don't watch the show. Me and Friday were just dancing to that song a couple of weeks ago when I came back, eh? As I started podding again, eh?
I don't know.
It's a little coincidence, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Little coincidenky.
Hey, Drake.
Say that then. That's all I'm saying. Show me some love, Drizzy.
Show some hearts,
just
man.
Be like, yeah. You know, I heard Guts and Friday bumping nine in there, and Guts said it'd be sick if somebody friggin' remixed that song.
Yeah.
And then what a coincidence.
And here we go.
Roll the tapes.
What is this?
Roll the tapes. Roll the frigging tapes.
We're gonna have to find that clip and put it, slice it right in there.
I'm editing it, so I'm gonna have to roll it myself.
Clip that.
But no, I like the flip though. I'm not gonna front. Yeah. It's not my favorite song on the album, but I like how they flipped that. Because it was a question to me when I was thinking about it. How would somebody flip this song? Yeah. Because shout out to like YG and like Roadrunner. Like recently Toronto artists have been flipping a lot of like old school songs, right?
Yeah.
So I was always wondering, like, yo, why wouldn't nobody like this would be a sick flip?
Yeah. It would be.
Yeah, I'm too sexy for this blunt. Too sexy for this
like easy. Like these niggas is in the studio just having fun with it. You know what I mean? Like so just looking at anything.
But yeah,
you know?
I like the way they flipped it with that. Do we have favorites on the album so far? Like song favorites? Because I'm gonna go with
the Ross general.
The Ross one's pretty hard. I can't lie. The Ross one was kind of sick. I like it.
It brought me back to Rick Ross, Trey Songz, and Puff Daddy. Number one in this picture. It gave me that vibe.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It also gave me
I didn't like
throw
that.
Some D's on it, bitch. It gave me them
David
vibes
Banner?
Too. Yeah, man.
David Banner that did that?
Fucking, I don't know. I was just bumping it the other night, bro. D's on that
bitch. No, that was Polo the Don.
Polo the Don.
That did
Throw some D's.
Yeah, that was Polo the Don.
Some D's.
And then someone remixed it, right? Someone remixed it. I can't remember who it was.
I'm not sure. But you
nobody liked Poppy's Home?
The second track?
Yeah.
No.
I didn't like that one. No.
So you didn't like it neither, eh?
No.
Because I talked to you last night and
you're gonna hate my music if I show you it.
Like, no, because like, I thought it was
this
cool.
Is like my favorite song. You're like, I hate this.
Well, okay. Okay, you just asked the question. What's the favorite song? What's your favorite song, Nick?
Travis Scott.
The Travis Scott one?
I don't know, man, because I'm a huge Travis Scott fan. He's kind of like, he's like the Rick Owens of like rap.
The Rick Owens of rap.
When Astroworld came out,
hey,
fire.
Feeling young, but they treat me like the OG. And they want the tea on me.
I'm not even gonna lie, I totally skipped Drake's part on this too. So.
Money on my head.
Just know the boy's gonna listen to this.
I'm not gonna lie.
Sorry,
no, I'm not gonna front. I did the same thing, but yeah. I didn't skip his part. I just skipped to see if they were gonna switch the beat again.
Yeah,
I thought they were gonna do another sicko mode.
Yeah,
it disappointed.
Yeah,
it'd have been too predictable though. I feel like, you know what I mean?
Would it have been?
Yeah, bro.
Hold on, Friday. Cut this because here's the thing: us as like listeners, just like he said, like. Who's to say like this is not a classic in somebody else's eyes and views?
Yeah.
And it's like, as a listener, it puts us in such a messed up place. Like, I feel like they hype it up and we got to stop getting so hyped for it and just take it for what it is.
Just take it, bro.
Because like, it's been hyped up. Like, you got to remember, this album's supposed to come out like what, almost a year, 2 years now?
Yeah, he announced it like at some Raptors shit. He was Loverboy's coming out March. Yeah, fam, and then buddy.
My cousin was in his promo video when he did like what earlier this year, last year. Damn, my cousin was in the video playing the little Drake with the thing. So it's like,
no way.
This has been hyped up. So I feel like as fans, we kind of got to let go of, because just like I'm seeing, I thought I was going to get sicko mode. I thought, okay, this is cool. They're doing a little slow R&B and then I'm going to get the doom, 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 doom. And then they're going to switch up the beat and I didn't get it. And I'm like, fuck.
Yeah,
and that's not what I wanted.
Yeah.
But I think as fans, we gotta take ourselves out of that whole. Okay, this has to be a classic. It has to be this and then the third. We just kind of have to take it for the music that's being offered to us.
Imagine a song getting compromised because you're thinking that it's gonna be the next sicko mode. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's like if they were to do what they did on sicko mode, the song would have to be better than sicko mode, and that takes away from. It be sicko a sicko mode being that song, you know what I mean?
But you know what? What about what was that one song that if you're reading this, Travis and Drake did? What was that again?
It's just too late. They had a song on there.
Yeah.
I didn't like that song.
It was like at the end of the song or something.
It's like
I didn't like that song.
I liked it. Shout out Wonder Girl on that shit.
If you're reading this, it's too late. Envelopes coming in the mail, let her open them, hoping for a check again. Ain't no telling. That's my shit. But yeah, man. What about you, Friday? What's your song on there so far?
My favorite song on here so far?
Favorite song on here so far.
I liked
the first
All
one
Love.
Was good.
All Love was really good.
That's what it,
with Jay-Z.
Yeah, that's
but it's it's a leak, right? I heard it before. I still haven't decided, to be honest. I'm not going to give my opinion on my favorite yet.
Mm. Can you play a little bit of it?
Of which one now? All of?
Yeah.
Let me run out of here.
You're on Ready to Die. production slobs.
Yeah.
You should have played into that little radio TV shit more for the album.
Yeah. Niggas turned their back on me.
That should have been little skits that he could have
done. Loyalty is priceless and it's all I need. Can't burn a bridge just to light my way. Lot of 42 on the flights I'm taking. Pouring out my soul and it might sound crazy. Lot of falling outs help me build foundation. Never had a lot, this is all I need.
Yeah.
With tissues.
With tissues here.
It's real, man.
You okay, man?
It's real.
It's like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Big up Ack.
Yo, big up Academics, man. You'll be all right, Ack. It's okay, Ack.
You'll be fine, bro. Be
fine, yeah, y'all bro. Didn't catch Shut that, up. Eh?
Academics was crying on live when this song played, fam.
Shut up.
He was crying like, on live.
Bro, because he told, Bro's an actor, bro.
No. Well, yeah, part of it. But yeah. Like he told Drake. What was the story? He told Drake to put it on.
He's
right?
Like, yo, I don't give a fuck. Put this shit on the album. I don't care how much.
He was goofing though, right?
I don't know, fam. He
was trying to make
it
a sincere moment. Like, yo, he was the one that got that song on there, and that's it's so monumental for him now because he's listening to it. He made that decision.
Yeah,
that's,
you know what I mean? Like, okay, the man put his head down, and the chat was like, yo, the man's crying for real. Oh, yeah. Wife in his face. I was like, yo, what is happening? You'll be able to find out on YouTube. I'm sure people have reposted that as
all over it.
There's already a breakdown video.
Yeah.
That's probably when your girl calls you and tells you she's listening to Drake or she's. He's at a Drake party.
Oh my god.
There's probably all kinds of memes to that right now. Like,
bro, I saw so many girls at like some party last night and Drake's in it. Just clips of him. 5 Instagram stories in a row. Just like every single one is just a girl zooming in on Drake's face.
Celebrating.
Yeah.
Shut up, man. That's how it's supposed to go, bro. You know, you're the king. You're doing your thing, bro.
Yeah.
Have everybody trying to itch to get a little video of you, bro. You're doing what you're supposed to do, bro.
Is there somebody on the album maybe that you guys would have thought would have been on the
Smiley.
Album? Smiley. That's not on there?
Yeah, Smiley. It's not on there.
Nah. He gave Smiley a shine.
I know, but I mean, like, I feel like a Smiley and Drake link up would actually be super sick for Toronto.
Yeah.
That would be fire. Maybe not like a whole link up, but like,
no,
at least another track
for
him to like actually put Smiley
on. For Smiley to be on the album, that'd be huge.
Yeah, it would be huge for sure.
Like, you put him on
the city. Not just for Smiley,
for
but
city.
For the city.
For the city, that'd be
Is there anybody else other than like people that mixed or worked on it that are from Toronto? Like any artists on that are from Toronto on it?
I know shouts out my nigga Eli. God bless Eli. He has a credit on there, producer Sick. Credit.
Hell yeah.
I know people got a bunch of producer credits, but I don't think any like Toronto features.
Yeah.
I think he's been giving Toronto a lot of love itself though. He's been shouting out shout out with it, Dr. Bushman. You know, he's been going at Mula, him and Mula, not going at it, but then him and Mula had a nice little back and forth. And just like you guys said with the Smiley.
Yeah.
I think he's doing what he can for the city, but the city has to, like, I'm at that point where it's just like he doesn't.
Sorry to interrupt you. Mula almost made the album.
So you're just going to leave it like that?
What? Man, just popped
I'm
in
just
going
to leave it like that. That's it. That's all.
Michael, thanks for coming, guys. End of the podcast.
That's it.
OVO Rick in the building.
OVO Rick.
Interesting. But yeah, I just think what he's doing for the city is more than enough. I think the city just has to like learn, like, he's not gonna be able to do like everything for us, right? Like, he's doing what he's doing, he's putting the attention on. I'm not gonna lie, I thought maybe The Weeknd for some strange reason.
True.
Yeah.
I was thinking of The Weeknd being on here.
I didn't even think about that,
like,
but
we've seen them more clicking up and stuff, so I thought maybe The Weeknd, Belly. Yeah. Like,
Weeknd's
thinking
over with the ops, bro.
Hmm?
Weeknd's over there with the ops making songs.
The oppies.
Right. He's on.
Yeah, but a couple months back, I don't know, like, there was like some speculation that they were gonna drop a project and they were doing songs and it was all love with EXO or OVO. So honestly, that would have been a possible, like, you know, little thing that would go on there.
And sorry to cut you guys, Nikki.
She was on there, but she was just talking shit on Poppy's home.
Yeah, I thought I would have got an actual. No, I thought verse. I would have got verse.
I could do without that.
Think she got a bag for that? Probably, right?
No, she probably did the free us.
Yeah.
Nah, that's
it's gonna help her like to be there, right?
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, I'm not the biggest Nicki fan, but I thought that would have been good for her.
I'm so for sure.
That'd be a good placement for her. That oh my god.
Yo, we need a YMCA.
But at the end of the day, it would have been that because just like that song gets played on the radio till now, whatever they do is not going to miss. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not going to miss, fam. But fuck, bro, I'm not proud of it. Not proud of that song.
No.
That song did not age well, and this nigga is gonna play it, bro.
What song? Sounds like a workout song.
The end is the good part. I like the end part, I think. I think that's what I liked from this track.
I think songs from this time period are like all workout music.
Some jumping jacks music.
Calisthenic music. Pilates music.
This is the part right here.
Right? When they get to this part here, you're supposed to everybody. Let's go. Let's go, everybody. Let's go. Feel the burn. Feel the burn.
Yeah, Chelsea.
Emily from Richmond Hills just going to spin class, bumping this. She has that. No cap. She has an app.
Oh man.
Yeah, that's just dry.
But
J.
Yo, so final thoughts.
What else is coming out? Is there anything else coming out soon that's gonna be sick?
But final thoughts on the album though. Like what's you guys' final thoughts? Early take? Because it's still early.
Yeah.
Like we can't give it a true breakdown or just say like we can give it a breakdown, but we can't say like how good it is just yet.
Yeah.
But what's your guys just kind of like after your first takes, what's your vibe with it? Do you think like where is it going? Where would you place it in like your favorite Drake's album if you want to even do that?
So like I said at the beginning, right, I haven't listened to the whole project, so I can't give you a clear finalization of what I think about it.
Mm-hmm.
But based on what I've in terms of I'm judging more than just the music that's on there, the whole rollout, the music, the features, the all that, I think it's I feel like if this was to be his last album, people would be okay with it.
Last album ever?
Yeah.
I would
not ever. Like I'm saying, like
until
he could take like a 10-year hiatus and be cool.
10 years.
You know what I mean?
I say like 4 or 5. 4 or 5 years hiatus.
All right, let's round it up to 8. Round it down to 8.
All right. Fuck take it. I'm saying 90. 90 years.
Man. But yeah, fucking nah, bro. I think like the project, it's got some heat on there, man. Like it's got some good songs, but I haven't listened to it. It hasn't grown on me. As an early judgment, seems like a good body of work.
So you think Drake's kind of done with music after this?
I think he's taking a break, bro. Like he's
a long, but that's fam. You're saying like 10 years, 8 years. That's a long.
I say
I
wouldn't. Maybe, that's not
I say I say I say 10 years. I say 10 years is pushing it. I say 10 years is pushing it. But we're gonna hear. We're not gonna hear of a next body of work from him for a bit.
When was the last time he dropped this one? What was the last album he dropped?
2018.
Scorpion.
Okay, so I say he takes maybe a 3-year break.
But you can't even look at it. You have to look at it like, you have to look at it only, it was only that far back because, again, this album was supposed to come out a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
COVID happened.
Yeah.
He injured himself. Leaks, whatever. Like, he had to build this album up, right? Because of all the other bullshit that happened. So,
plus, he caught COVID too. Yeah.
Yeah, he caught COVID. Like, I don't. That's a dad bold too. Statement to say, yo, the man, it might
nah,
be.
Nah, it's definitely a bold statement, though. It's like, but like, I don't know. That's just my feelings. Yeah. You know what I mean, that's just what I feel towards it, you know?
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Interesting. Nick, what's your take on the album?
I think it's. I got to give it another 2 more listens. Like actually take it in, and then yeah, I don't know, then I feel like I can give it an honest number, but right now I'd probably say a 7. It could either go to like an 8 or a 9, or it could go to like a 5 or a 4, you know. It could go either way. It could go up or down for me if I listen to it a couple more times. I also didn't like, I don't know, I didn't love it right away when I listened to it. That's like the first track, and then maybe a couple others. The mixes are fucking crazy. Whoever mixed those, like,
shout out to the engineers on that one. Still,
I remember Lawrence was looking at it yesterday. I can't remember who was on there, but
yeah, salute to 40.
Yeah. Can I add something to it though?
It was 40.
Mm-hmm. I think personally, like I think this guy had fun making this album. Like, I think he had fun, like, with all the features.
Do you think new like, tracks or old?
Some of them had to be out the vault. You know what I mean?
I've heard some of these songs before.
But I know that he had fun just like he's at a point of his life where he doesn't have to really do this. You know what I mean? He's just doing it because he is Drake. You know what I mean?
He's on a legacy run. He's on his legacy run.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So, but I gotta give it to him. It makes me happy, and it gives me like some. It gives me the fun out of the album because he had fun. You know what I mean? But that's all I gotta say to wrap that up.
Freddie.
I don't like. It's still too early for me to tell as well. But my critique on it was always shorter is better, right? When I seen that there was 21 songs, I was like, fam, like if you could cut that down to 15, then you got a slapper.
Yeah.
So I think I'm gonna hold my judgments on whether I think the album is good or not.
Mm-hmm.
But classic, I'm already gonna say no.
Because, not a classic.
No. Yeah, to get a classic, no. You gotta shorten it down, fam. I'm sorry. With all due respect.
Mm. Yeah. Early judgment on it for me, I wasn't a fan of it, man. I just think I was so overly hyped with everything.
Yeah.
So I really was going in thinking, like, I got a lot of behind the scenes from people saying, yo, this is the greatest music that's ever been made and blah, blah, blah. And to me, it was good. It was great. Like, not to say any of the songs were bad, but I think I'm with the whole, I just think it was too long. I think he, just like you said, he's in a place where he doesn't have to do the music, but I think he wants to cater to everybody.
Yeah.
And I think putting together an album.
A safe album.
For like the, and again, we could be totally wrong. It's totally early. And you know what I'm saying? It just could just be us on what we feel and what we want from Drake.
Yeah.
Other than what really he should be putting out there. But regardless, I think it's going to kill and do numbers. And
100%.
Yeah,
he made a safe album. He knows he's gonna get spins. He knows he's gonna get bread off of it. So he's not gonna deviate and make some like avant garde.
I think that's
like,
the problem.
Drake shit, because he doesn't.
Just like
need
you
to.
Said, I think that's what I want to see from him.
Yeah,
I want to see Drake not make a safe album.
Yeah, trust me.
I think that's it. Like it, the album, yes, I think that's the perfect word for it. It's a safe album. It's a really good 100%. Album. Like it's not bad, but like. Yeah, I want to see you take like risks that you where people would be like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Because you can afford it, you could do it. Like, you know what I mean? He's already made Drake music enough times before. You know what I mean?
It felt like it was a nostalgia album.
Yeah.
That's what it was. It felt like it was the best of, but like just brand new.
Yeah.
And just like sauced up on a different vibe. But yeah, regardless, he don't fucking care.
What do you think would happen if he like dropped a random Toronto mixtape and
it'd be weird still.
No, imagine, but it'll be big.
We'll love it.
Yeah, but
do you think the rest of the world would love it though?
They wouldn't understand.
I think North America would get it,
but it'll be big depending on who you have to start on it too, right?
You got to start somewhere though.
But it depends on who you have on it too.
Yeah.
So if you have,
have on a Drake mixtape of Toronto artists. Under let's say 50k followers, like PND wouldn't be able to go on that. Like Roy wouldn't
push it under 100k because a lot of these guys have 50k these days. A lot of these guys are doing.
Yeah. So Mula first would definitely have to be on it. 100%.
Yeah,
Mula's on it.
Yeah, Mula.
Mm. I'm not even gonna front, but he has more top five.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think if he did a top five on
in
there.
Drake song would bang.
Yeah,
I want to see Black of the Dawn in Drake.
Yeah,
I think that would be freaking dope.
Yep.
More
Smiley.
Kind of.
No, I don't want to see
a YG Drake song would go mod too.
YG and Drake would go crazy. Whoa, that would be mod.
Shout out Jesse Young. I know he did a track with Bugs, and I think there was some shit with Drake on it. I think
an organization track maybe.
But yeah, some shit like that.
I think the one track that everybody would really want to see is Friday Ricky Dread featuring Drake. I think that would shut down the place. No, the number one podcaster in Toronto with the number one artist in the world doing a track together. It would be it. Or Drake featuring Gutsy. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I think 16 bars for him, fam. All I got is 16 questions.
He can write for me if he wants. He can write my verse. I'm cool. But you know, like, I think that's what the people
you have to,
want.
You have to do like a DJ drama, like narrate the album and shit. You know what I mean? Should be more.
Shit. You know, if anybody else in the crew needs any bars, I got you. You know what I'm saying? Talk to anybody. Ghostwriter for sale.
But yeah, man. Shout out Drake. Shout out the
whole
OVO.
The 1K album coming just now. So
they definitely, he definitely did his thing with this album. And like, regardless the city, we're walking down the streets, I'm hearing the song getting played. So you know what I'm saying? He's definitely doing his thing right now. So big up the boy. And we'll see how successful this album will become.
I think it'll do really well.
Yeah, it's going to do well. For sure.
There's a lot of hype around it. They did a good job with like the PR and marketing.
Man. Yeah.
They put.
So the next two, I only got two more stories for you guys. This next story, the next two stories are pretty sticky. Anyways, let me get to the story real quick. So apparently charges were dropped in one of the cases for rapper Jay Noble in Hamilton. And the question I wanted to ask is, like, not more for him, but how crooked are, like, Toronto police, bro? Because they're talking about him doing something and they didn't get the witness for almost like 10 plus years after to come in and say something about it, bro.
Yeah, that's,
to me, that's kind that's of crooked. Fucking strange.
Yeah, that's crooked.
That they would do something to him like that. And even in the articles, like, when they speak of him, they're trying to call him, like, a gang leader and this and that and the third. Now, I don't know if he said any of this or he agreed to say that.
You think
that.
They're just picking on
but
him?
I think they're using music, too.
Yeah, but even if they're using music, like, to me, it's like an article, like, say what he is, fam. He's a human being. Call his name. You don't have to say, you know, his name's out there, whatever, but so-and-so-and-so, gang leader. Yeah. Like, you don't need to use these
terms. Turning the narrative to make like, him seem like a demon.
Exactly. You're already putting the narrative out there that he's fucked up. Like, why are you even doing that, bro? Yeah. So, to me, like, A-cab. I don't know, like...
A-cab is all I gotta say.
I seen that, and it bugged me, because, like, I've been through my share of charges where I've been charged for something that I didn't do, and, yeah. and I got convicted of it. Yeah. So, like, how crooked... are the police where they're doing, like, how can they move like I guess I know how they can move like this, but like as an artist and shit like that, or just as a regular civilian and you get charged, is there any way you can control that narrative of like, yo, like they have something against me, like you can see it in the news, you can see it, like what they're doing here, can he use that for his other cases possibly?
Well, once the can of worms is open, where, like, you've seen some deception from the boy them, from the police, like, it gives your lawyer more ammunition to start, like, digging deeper and saying, okay, well, then, if that was wrong in his case, this is wrong, and this is wrong, and this is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Facts.
Yeah. But y'all, if y'all got anything on that, but I got an additional question on that. Have y'all ever had to deal with, like, crooked police in a situation?
Oh man.
No.
But, yeah. Shit. Oh yeah, but I don't know if we can do it.
Nah, man. Yo, all I can say is, like, Toronto police, there's crooked shit going on. You know what I'm saying?
You know what these guys fucking do in the height of COVID? Like, you're allowed up to, there was at a certain time, you were allowed up to, I think it was 15 people in a studio. We had, I'm not even going to name drop or whatever, but there was a specific party that was thrown in the auditorium here, and cops showed up to the studio intimidating our clients, my clients, his clients, and then they just sit out in the parking lot and just like right in front of the gate, and then they press like the people coming in and be like, oh, what are you doing here, blah blah blah. It's like, one, it's not your fucking business.
Bullying people for information, which is not. Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah,
and you shouldn't do that.
Yeah, and they're just lingering outside, fucking up our business. But anyways, long story short, back to like when you were allowed only 15 people at a time, they pulled up, knocked on the door, and they were asking for IDs. And me and this guy, we were like upstairs
without warrants.
Like, without warrants, no warrants. They just walk right up. Me, shout out Devontae Woe, same with Devontae. It was me, Devontae, this guy. Mm-hmm. We're all just chilling upstairs cooking, and then they just come in here and like demanding IDs. We were doing nothing wrong, totally legal.
Inside.
Bro, they walked up. They walked up because some bozo left the fucking front door unlocked.
Which we got fixed. But
yeah, like,
that's nuts, bro.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, no, I've never came across any crooked cops as far as I know. I know there's a lot out there. I know a couple of my friends came across some. But yeah, I've never came across any that I could think of, like, myself.
Yeah.
But I don't know. This situation with Jay Noble, it just bothers me because I just feel like the way that the narrative is being painted towards him, it's just like, I hope he could just get a fair trial more than anything, bro, because he seems like he's just being attacked.
Yeah.
Like the newspapers, the police just seem like they're attacking him for whatever reason. And regardless of if you think a man is a gangster or whatever he is, he needs to be tried fairly, fam.
Of course.
More than anything. Like, that's all we ask for, bro. Like, we just ask for fairness. Like, we're not out here asking, oh, okay, well, we're black, so treat us better than a white person or the LGBT.
But the reality
like,
of
we
it
just
is,
want fairness, bro, like anybody else. Yeah. But the reality is, clearly we're not going to get that fairness.
Yeah. Especially as a black male, bro, he's not getting the equal fairness at all. At all. Like, same with like, that situation with Devontae and 1K. I was like, yo, like, I have to go to the door. Because as soon as one of these, they see cops see a black guy, right away they're going to start pressing.
Yeah.
Where I had to go and talk to them and be like, yo, like, you know? Mm-hmm. It's fucked, bro. Especially cops in Toronto, man. Like, they're as crooked as they come.
And too, like, he's, if I'm correct, like, he's got life sentence.
That's crazy.
So to think that he could have possibly got charged for something that, you know, police just had it out for him.
Yeah.
And now he's gone away and he's got to miss his life. I don't know if he has kids.
Does he have kids? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck, that's like, man. All that is just like, it's but crazy. But
feel for
man.
His family even, you know? Yeah, like, kids, course, like, everybody. Bro,
that's why I'm just like, more than anything, just try the man fairly, bro.
Yeah.
I know, like, the situation is sticky. I know he got himself into, or like, the charges allegedly that's around it and everything is pretty sticky charges and people lost their life and whatnot. But at the same time, it's just like people need to get tried fairly, man. That's so not fair.
Yeah.
But just regardless to everybody that's out there that's possibly been tried unfairly, man, hold your head. I know 100 Watts was on this talking about this.
Anybody got a plug for a lawyer?
I wish, man. I wish. Whoa. They need to have something where, like, these laws and these people, there's people that can actually fight for us. Yeah. Not just legal aid, but people that are actually fighting for people to not just, like, oh, go take a plea deal.
Yeah.
Like, people that are actually gonna help you, bro. And when you're black or any sort of colored. But, yeah, anybody that's in there that's not supposed to be in there, hold your head, man. Next story we got. People gotta put down their phones. Not you.
Oh, fuck.
In general.
I know you weren't talking to me.
Yeah. No. You thought it was 1K thought I was talking. Just in general.
He looked at his phone as he said that.
People gotta put down their phones, and you guys gotta realize that real life is out here, bro.
Yeah.
So apparently this week, well, I don't know if anybody lost their life or anything, but there was a shooting at Yorkdale, right?
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah. And there was kids doing a TikTok dance.
Jesus.
While the fucking Yorkdale was on lockdown.
Yeah. That's
and I'm
wild.
Sitting here like,
same shit happened at Sheridan, apparently.
Yeah, there was a shooting at Sheridan too, but people were doing TikToks there?
No, but like,
oh, I was like, God,
but people
damn,
were on Instagram
bro.
Live being like, lockdown at the mall. Like, you know?
You see, that a little bit understandable, but is a problem
TikTok,
as well.
TikTok is tasteless.
Yeah, TikTok at that time, it's tasteless. But even that going on live, I think that's a problem as well. Like, I know you feel like, oh, you want to show people what's going on and stuff like that, but you want to also help anybody that's endangered in there, bro. There's kids in there. There's just people that are not involved in anything in there. And if your first instinct is to pick up a phone and
go on live
or do a fucking TikTok.
Unless you have to. You know what I mean?
They're in a dressing room of some store. And I guess they were just locked down inside the store. So they decided, let's just do a TikTok video in the dressing room over here.
Bro, what is this world coming to?
How old are they? Is my next question.
Like,
if you're 25 plus, oh, okay, all right.
But still.
You get a pass. You get kind of a pass. You're 14.
I don't even
you don't know
give
better.
Them, so, but, okay.
They don't know better. They're 14.
This is why I don't even want to give them a pass. And it's scary to think. Bro, they didn't know what the lockdown was for. Hear me out. There could have been a nigga, not a nigga, but just a random person just shooting up the fucking mall. Fam.
Yeah.
Just because he was bored and he was upset and somebody disrespected him.
Yeah.
And you guys are doing TikToks? He could have just kicked down the door and been like, motherfucker, I'm killing people out here and this is what you guys are doing?
Well, yeah, that's fucking.
Like, that's crazy to me that they're not even scared, bro. Yeah. Like, I would have been like, yo, walk, go on, security guard, find me a gun, let's go, boss. Yeah. Hey, let's figure out what's going
on. Can you see the screen here from here, Nick?
Glitter, 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 smoke, 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 together forever. We're Linda and Heather. Best
all right, friend. I'm good.
Pink, 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 girls, girls, girls.
Uh-huh.
Glitter, 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 smoke, smoke, smoke,
let's go.
Together forever.
TikTok dancing, man. If you're 25 plus and you're hitting the TikTok dances, you need to log out. Honestly, that is out of control. Can't get into it. We were talking about that earlier. Can't do it.
I can do it.
Yeah.
Well, I used
hit
to be
a dance right
it's
now.
Different. It's different because I used to be a dancer back in the day.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right.
You know what I'm saying? Me being
if that's your flex.
Me being 35 plus, I'm gonna bust a 1-2 dance moves if I can. You know what
I'm
saying?
In my 30s too. I just
my knees still work. My knees are still good, so I'm going to use them, and I'm going to use them until they're gone. But Do you guys think that Instagram needs a passport? Like, fuck this vaccine passport. Does Instagram need an Instagram passport, fam, to get certain people in here and allow? Because it seems like just certain people shouldn't just have Instagram, shouldn't have Snapchat. Like, they shouldn't have TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess it can't be Instagram. Yeah. Does social media need a passport? A social media passport to allow these people to get into, fam?
I think, you know how people have, like, she and her? I think you should have in your bio if you have rich parents as well, okay? I think that's
my parents are worth this much.
Yeah, it's like,
so I'm going to act
like you got that Mercedes because your parents are rich, buddy.
I'm going to act stupid now because like my parents are millionaires and own like the half of like Spadina.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And they have a Mercedes.
You're not wrong because my dad's I'm looking a lawyer. And this is courtesy of Keep Six Solid that I seen the post here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a swipe right on it from and then Fully Vaxxed Shoddy is I guess has a tweet here. Her name is crazy.
That's sick. That's a sick name though.
I found out about the Yorkdale shooting because I saw a TikTok of these people dancing in the Versace change room hiding from the shooting.
Oh my god. Is that what that was in a Versace
they
change
were in
room?
Versace change room.
Oh my god.
How did they know you're in the Versace?
That's what I mean, bro. Rich people.
I don't know how she figured that out, but shit.
So does social media need like this thing where it's like you need to go through a process to get and like you go through the process and then after they tell you, all right, you can have this app. You can only do this on this app because you're a crazy motherfucker and you don't think right and you're going to do some dumb shit when shit gets like busy.
Yeah.
You know, like that's counterproductive to the whole point of social media. The point of social media is to get people who are not like who are weak, not weak-minded, I don't want to say that, but the weaker minded to be more addicted.
Yeah. Right? More vulnerable.
So if you put all these blocks in there, a lot of people who, especially like the super shortest attention span havers and all that, they're gonna be like, oh, I'm not getting on there.
Yeah,
and that's the whole point is getting people on there as quick as possible and keeping them on whatever specific app that it is. Mm-hmm. It's not even all social media. It's like, if you're on Instagram, let's get on Instagram very easily, sign up, the process, everything easy, and then stay on Instagram. Don't go down the street to Snap. Don't go down the street to TikTok. Stay on our app, right? So their point is to always make it as easy as possible to be there.
Facts.
That's where I feel like Instagram has a monopoly is because like once they added that like story feature, you know, everyone was hooked after that. It was like you were already addicted enough as it was.
Yeah.
And then they just hijacked the Snapchat story bullshit, threw it on there. Then what else? Now they're doing like lives. You can do like
four
reels.
People in a live or three, four people in a live.
Well, yeah, reels. That's basically TikTok.
That's TikTok.
Yep.
Don't go Zucker. Down the street there.
Yeah, that's Zucker I TikTok.
We're right here. One stop shop for everything you got.
Yeah. They got Fenty. Let's say the TikTok with the Fenty. No. And like Instagram was only a Coke spot. They're like, no. We got Fenty too. Stay over here. Right?
We got our Fenty.
The Snapchat of the weed is the weed shop over there. No. We got weed over here too. We got Piff.
Yeah, we got Piff. Fire.
You know what I'm saying? Use our stories.
Mids only.
Yeah. You could add links in the stories and everything.
Oh, yeah. You got to grab into the stories, everything. Yeah. Like,
right?
Yeah, fam.
Come on, fam. It's all about keeping you in that same app.
Yeah, that's for true. But to me, my opinion, I just feel like they need a fucking passport. Social media needs a passport to control idiots and haters and people that, you know, just can't put down their phone. So they're just going to bug you all day.
Maybe they need a timer. That's what certain apps
but
need.
I think you can already do that, though, you know? It's just you have to have the willpower to, like...
No. That's what I'm saying. Fuck, people don't have the willpower. That's why
like a timer. Like, it shuts off.
This is why people are doing dumb shit on here. No, it's not that they're pussies. They're just doing dumb shit in general.
Yeah.
Instagram, just like how they have the block button when you're doing something crazy on there.
Yeah.
TikTok, all of them should be like, nah, this is kind of crazy, fam. Like, here, like block you. Like, that's what they do in the video games. Like, if you leave your partner in the video game... If you just leave them, abandon them, they'll give you a 10-minute penalty. Nah, fam. Nah, bro. We kick you out. You can't play for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Instagram and them places should do the same shit. All right. You guys are going to do some dumb shit. You're going to troll people and bully people. Here, 10-minute penalty. You can't use the app no more.
Yeah.
They need to do that.
They need to censor more.
Yeah, because they already censor motherfuckers like crazy, fam.
Yeah.
So it's like, why not, bro? We're already here. Like, just passport thing. They're telling you have to take passport to go to groceries and do all this other crazy shit. So you might as well just passport to be on the social media too, bro. Just follow it while you're at it, bro. I don't know. That's just my opinion.
Need a passport to walk down the streets soon.
Yeah. I'm soon out of here, bro. I'm going to Alberta, bro. I see the mirror out there. Yo, I was wilding, bro. Bro,
I was just out there. in Edmonton with 88 Glam. We just played that festival.
Oh, yeah, big up 88 Glam.
Yeah, shout out the boys.
Yeah. Yo, Derek.
Roy was out there. Roy, Kelly. Who else? Yeah, it was sick. But, yeah, it's lit out there, bro. It is super lit.
Because the mayor has everything open.
Yeah.
Like, he's not allowing no lockdown. He's like, yo, you guys go do your thing. Yeah. And we're going to take away money from the nurses and shit like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa, this nigga is wild. He's trying to lose his job. Yeah.
We're not a legend.
Yeah, I'm going over there, fam. They're free over there. You don't gotta wear masks, fam. Yeah. It's lit. Yeah, I'm like, okay.
It was so weird. Take this in. We went to this club. It was some guy, he's from Toronto, and he knew the GGs and stuff. And he was running this crazy club, had like 60 bottles. We were turning up, and it was like no mass, hundreds of people in this club. Mm-hmm. It was crazy. Like, this was in Edmonton.
That's crazy. We got to go out there.
I'm already there. Bro, it was crazy.
The week after that, we'll be in Edmonton.
Fully vaxxed, trick in the building. Let's go.
Alberta.
Triple vaxxed.
Outbreak boy guts in the building.
I know.
I wonder if
round three.
I'll get in trouble if I say that, eh?
Don't worry.
We'll edit that out.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. Well, spreading to a city near you.
Demonetized.
No. All right, guys. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Let's do it.
Gentlemen, you want to give the people them your social medias and how they can get a hold of you, how they can follow you, see you, all that good stuff there?
I hate my Instagram handle, but it's clubdaddy_ and then
clubdaddy
and then I gotta come up with a better one, but it's kind of like a fuck you handle, you know. I kind of like it. Ow.
AKA Ow. Nick.
And then this is Manic Toronto, so hit us on Instagram if you guys need mixing, mastering, even if you just want to record, come on by. And then 1K has a studio here too.
Yeah, man. Yo,
but if you're going to book there, you got to book with me and then we'll run it there. No one else, okay?
Yeah. Or you go straight to the source. But regardless, boy, Nick is a crazy engineer, so you better book with him. You know what I mean? But the socials, 1K at 1000, number 1, THOUSND. Yeah, I missed the A. That's on purpose. And it's at Color Room Studios, COLOR. We don't use the U. We don't do that. You know what I mean? Even though we're in Canada. But yeah, that's a social, so.
Why don't you use the U?
Huh?
Why don't you use the U?
Because I didn't feel like it.
You just couldn't get the handle.
Another fuck you, there's no you, and I know we're in Canada, but fuck it.
Like,
I just like the energy.
Man's just like, yo, run their own business. Fuck you.
Friday.
All social media is Friday Ricky Dredd. That's Dredd. If y'all want to book some time over at our studio, any podcasters, anybody who wants to do anything, photo shoots, we got a pop-up shop popping up this weekend. So salute to y'all who are doing that.
I'm down to pull up.
Yeah, man. Hit us up, Visionary Art Center on Instagram. And for everything else, welovehiphop.ca.
The Gutsy Show on Instagram. That feels so weird to say. Instagram, give me back my page, fam. Please. No, not even please. I don't care. The Mr. Gutsy Guts on Twitch. The Real Gutsy Guts on TikTok. Gutsy Guts on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe. I'll probably be dropping another interview next week because I have like a bunch of interviews just tucked away. But I just drop another one next week because that's how I roll. I make content out here, people. I don't have time for the bullshit.
Hey, that way.
But maybe I'll have time for it tonight on Twitch. Six Views TO on all social media platforms. And yeah, let me think of something really quick.
I had something for you.
Oh yeah? Oh, a song? I'm so
proud of you. Yes,
hold on.
All of them bitches I'm better than.
I'm Which one? My last little moment that I have to the people out here is somebody like tried to make fun of me a couple of weeks back and talking about like how a lot of you guys out here that are doing the crazy shit need to like have sex. Like, shout out to YT and Paco. He kind of confirmed it that I think the man in Toronto need to go settle down with the gal them more. I think like we have this whole thing where like the niggas, especially you street niggas, have so much disrespect for women.
We love women.
No. You're not a street nigga like that.
No, I'm just saying, but we just love women.
Well, women in general need to be loved more. But I think a lot of these street niggas that are shooting up the place and stuff, I think you guys need to just get comfortable with a woman. Please. And settle down and shit like that, fam. Have a kid and, you know, keep that person cool and safe.
Get a PlayStation. Instead of the
streets, fam.
Yeah.
Be safe out there, people.
You don't even gotta get a kid. Just find a down shorty, man. Just get a down shorty that you can like work with, bro. But I never mention everything I dare believe in, and I always buy slow when it's bad to leave. My shit's so good, you gotta pay to leave. Gotta row your boat. It's Pink Friday, rock a dog, shoot it out. Send it to pop out on the real estate. The best legal thing to have. And the man played Nicki's part. Of course. Oh, please. Gotta pay for the end part. You play the end part? Look, I'm flying high. Ain't got time to talk.
Six views uncut. All right. Well, we're gonna get uncut with you guys. You guys do know how this uncut segment works, right?
No.
Okay. I'm gonna ask you guys some fucked up shit.
I'm on it.
We uncut with the Wallap boys, man. Six views uncut, episode 63. Yo, if you guys can see like a OnlyFans, well, you don't have to pay for it. But like a sex tape or whatever from like any ladies out there. I want to say Toronto.
Toronto?
But oh, any ladies out there, who would it be? Who the Black boys looking at right now, man?
Like a girl. Any girl.
Any girl. Any girl you can have right now.
I don't know, fam. There's bare girls that I watch from the United States. Like, honestly, show me them. Yo, bro.
Even if they're from UK.
This girl doesn't have it.
Freaky girl.
No, what's that girl? Mm-mm. Yo, I can look. NBA Youngboy's girl, ex girlfriend, mm-hmm. Big man. I'm on that, but I won't pay it. But if I could get it,
okay, you see her ass. You don't have to pay. You don't have to pay.
The ass is fat. You know, this is the real deal.
God damn.
But you know, like it is what it is, bro. Like you know, you have to look at that. That's face.
God damn.
This girl is a bad bitch. No cap. Like,
send me the picture to her. Send me her thing. I'm gonna throw her thing in there.
Think in Toronto, like they have these girls are bad. Like, bro, I want to go to the States.
Whoa! Because this is the same thing he says, fam. He says there's no real.
What that bad?
I'm like, nah, fam. There's baddies out here, fam.
There's not really baddies.
There's cool girls out here, bro.
Not really baddies. Like, you know, like, they're
you might
there.
We might have to bleep this out. That be our sugar daddies?
Bro, you go, I swear, go to the club, bro.
You're dealing with it,
I did not see a bad bitch yet.
I love those ones.
I don't know if the bad bitches are leaving from here going all the way to the States.
Because we don't treat these girls good. So these American guys just come take our gal and then they just live nice life out there. Like,
win on the unboxed food.
I'm telling you, man, I can't. I'm not into all of that, bro. I'm trying to go to the States and just...
And I'm win on the unboxed food.
Like, you know,
man.
Like,
certain bad man eat box food.
No.
God, but, yo, real bad man.
Yo, take it in. If you could go to the States right now, what girl would you perk?
Which girl?
What girl, famous girl that you'll perk from the States?
Right now, Lizzo.
Lizzo.
Yeah.
You see, like, me, I'm locked in with Envy Youngboy's girlfriend, and we're going to have, like, the best time of our life, you know?
Me and Lizzo are going to have the nastiest time of our lives.
Wipe down.
What about you, FM, over here?
Who, me?
Yeah, what shorty are you trying to get at, man?
To be honest, I'm on that Kim Kardashian thing.
Whoa, okay. Yeah, you see, she just broke up with Kanye.
Did it?
Wow. You smoking on that Kanye pack.
Trying to freak her out.
Why is everybody hating on Kanye?
Because he's hating on the boy. It's a Toronto thing. It's a Toronto versus everybody.
I know.
Yeah. But Kim K's bad,
Drake's
though.
Drake's out.
Yeah, that's an idiot.
What the fuck? People drove past. Know. Yeah, like
we know, but
you've seen that. Like,
but still, fam, if you're rapping and somebody that supposedly you don't or you have problems with. He drops your ad, you're gonna have an issue.
Okay, but this
problem.
Is different.
It's an idiot thing.
Like
us, that's an idiot thing.
Do you know what Drake
man
has?
Feed his
Drake,
family, bro.
I swear to God, I know niggas idiot that said they drove
my
by Drake's
there,
house.
Fam.
Idiot.
It's not
thing,
the
bro
point, fam.
Debbie, the security.
Debbie,
what are they gonna do?
Debbie didn't even show the man's address, fam. She just pulled up, fam. You're showing you're a big grown man, I and know you're sending out the man's ID. Come on, fam. Nah.
And he's
nah
from
nah
the
that's
States. Yeah,
thing,
that's
fam
weird stuff.
Yeah, we can't
it's
rock
not
with
even
that
like he's gonna come to the dot.
It's an idiot thing.
Yeah, I can't rock with that, fam.
50K.
But doesn't everybody know where he lives? That man lives in a small thing, no? Like a stadium, no?
No, I don't think it's a small stadium.
He's the GOAT.
No, it's not like, you know, like in a
that's
small room
laughing,
stadium,
you know,
like
I mean
he's chilling. Like,
ooh, Drake?
He's laughing. Come on, he's the big GOAT.
Of course.
Man laughing at shit like that. Fuck. Man run around with fucking three spinners.
Question. No disrespect. Drake starts talking to you guys, his mom. Are you guys allowing that?
My mom?
Yeah.
Nah, you got to that.
Like, with the whole Mari Bailey, the basketball you, fam. Like, how you think he feels, like, with Drake hollering at his mom, fam?
So I don't play basketball, you know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? But if Drake was his pops, you would not be saying anything, right?
I play a coach
content. Like, it doesn't matter to me. It's girls and guys do their shit, fam. Like, I can't stop that. Like, you know?
I'd be cheese, though. Fam.
You'll be cheese?
My hoya?
Like, right
yeah
now?
Fam. Can't yeah play no. I
but he's
going to
take
coach
you.
What
if he takes you on makes you, like, live yeah better, you know?
If
you
he gives
live
me an interview, I think that's a little bit different.
No, but
still
not an interview. We're talking about better than that. Like, life changer. Done. You don't even have to worry about life no more, fam. Yeah. You could go to club. You're wearing OVO chains. You're getting your rollies. You're living life. All because you
talk
just
to my aunt then.
No, man's right though, because yeah, didn't he get the man a chain? Didn't he get Omari Bailey a chain the other day too?
I don't want no OVO chain, fam.
Okay, but it's not only OVO, it's supporting house.
I want
my
eyes.
I know, like,
bless them with a chain. Like, don't worry, fam. Like, your mom Dukes is good. Yeah, just hold this chain.
While I'm there playing basketball, you're freaking crossing over in my Dukes, fam. Nah, fam. Nah, B. You're slam dunking in my my Dukes. Nah, B. I can't. We can't do
so
that.
I don't play no ball.
That might be after the name of the episode. That's why I don't play ball.
That's that stone. But like, it is what it is. For me, I don't really care. I'm not gonna judge. You know,
me, Crow D.
He's on it. Like, I guess he's on it.
Still,
like,
yeah, he did. I'll take that.
Yo, so the other day we were talking about it on the We Love Hip Hop podcast, which we were talking about behind the scene. Where did the steppers have sex, fam? Or where did the steppers bring the gal them, the pine?
If you're a bad bitch, bring you somewhere luxurious, you know?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I support girls. Like, I would, I'm not no fucking
make
girl
sure you're
clown.
About
like,
the Hercules thing,
I'll make sure I'm not a girl clown. But if these caddies think they're gonna fucking do anything, I will fucking make sure you do not even see that dinner. Like, I'm not capping.
Yes, sir.
Have your best time. You're not even see me. I'm a guy, bro. I'll talk to a girl. I don't get interested in like 12 hours. I'm done. I won't even talk to you. If you're not talking to me like how I want you to talk to me, if you don't even know me, you better just know how to talk. Can I even
come on, like,
desk,
conversation?
Yeah, like, if you talk that's like, I'm not even gonna talk to you. There's fucking millions of girls out here. Like, you think you're the only one? Like, you
so
know?
So what, are there levels to what the girls, what kind of dinner dates they get?
It's not dinner. Yo, I'm okay. I don't know about him luxury, but me? I bring these girls to Driftwood and they know what it is. I will bring
luxury
them to the block.
What are you talking about?
Luxury, yeah. If you talking about like, like, you know,
you say that's luxury.
If they get
that's
to my condo, Driftwood, they're blessed. They're happy. They should be happy. If they're in my condo, they're happy. But they're going to Driftwood first to make sure we know what's happening. Everybody's around, we're secured. They have to make sure if someone's coming, everybody's coming too. It's not
living
one
life,
one. It's not 1v1 in all no here. Okay. We're not lacking for these girls.
The man said no 1v1s.
No one pass lighter, bro.
Yes.
Man. I cannot take no out with these girls. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's better that I know the girls from so long ago too. Like, yeah, you know? Yeah. That's how I usually talk to girls from my area, because I know them already. Yeah. Girls, new girls, like, you never know them. You that's never know what they're on.
Some girls be thirsty as hell out
yeah,
here too,
like,
bro.
It's mod.
What's the craziest thing that the girls have said in the DMs?
Yo, nah, it's not even
guys,
like,
I know you guys get some crazy
it's not,
shit.
It's, I don't. It's not on Instagram because they're like, they're
so
not gonna
Snapchat.
Be on, Snapchat. They will do some.
What's the craziest?
Like,
shit?
You know?
So we gotta ask, what's the craziest shit you got in Snapchat? The craziest video you got sent.
What's the craziest videos? Average videos. I see these videos all the time. Like, these girls are sending it in. Like, It's just nudes, but
doing,
like
doing what to your songs?
Can't get caught up here.
Doing what to your songs?
Oh man, to the songs?
Yeah. What's the craziest thing you've seen a girl doing to your song? What kind of objects was she using?
Yeah, I'm not even a, okay. Yo, you, this is crazy, but I'm not even a lie.
She's got
the
crazy
girl actually had a dassy. I don't know if she was okay, but like, you know, I was talking to her.
Oh,
I just like met her, and then she's like, she sent me a video of her having sex with her next guy, and she's saying fuck me, and I'm like, she's playing
video?
Yeah, but she's telling me fuck
idiot
me, but she's playing my song too on the next video. I think she's just like showing her body though. I don't think she's really like, you know, fingering herself, but she's fucking, she's saying come fuck me. I'm like, oh my god, these girls are
while
fucking.
She's fucking the next nigga.
Yeah, she's on it. These wow girls are, I don't know the girl like that. She, I just said like, yo, what's going on? And you know, boom, she's just like, yeah, I want you. And you know, that's just like, from there, I was just like, this girl's too easy, you know?
I think that's the first I've ever heard, like a girl fucking somebody else, but filming herself saying that she wants somebody else.
I don't wow know what she was doing, but she was just on me. But I just like, it was too easy. So I just said like, you know, no, let me just like, but I should have bent it, but you know, me, I like girls that are kind of hard, and then if I get them hard, yeah, you know, I just bend it and then I do
that,
my thing.
That must be really hard as a rapper, fam. You just get a shotty like that. If I'm single and I'm rapping, oh, forward.
I know,
forward.
There's bare shotties, though. I get bare shotties, so it's not even a problem, like, you know? Mm-hmm. I actually get bare shotties. Like, girls talk to me all the
FM,
time, you know?
What's the craziest one you got?
Craziest shotty I ever got?
No, like the craziest video or request or anything you got in the Snapchats.
I see girls try to lure me in, but you know what I mean? If you weren't feeling me back in the days, don't be trying to feel me now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you gotta be getting to the same bag as me. If you're not on the same fucking step, sorry, still, you're behind me, so. So, but guys be trying to send some crazy videos sometime, but me, not into that.
I know, right?
Don't try to twine me up later on this shit. You know what I'm saying?
You know what be fucked?
I'm not
like
trying
you
to be in your camera rolling them things.
Back in the days, it's, yeah, you can't be in no camera. And back in the days, like, I don't know if I was okay, but like, I used to like cheat on girls so much. I'll be with the next girl and the girl's calling me and shit. And like, I don't know what to do because I'm just like, I'm not a star at it. Like, people are showing me like, yo, you can have bare girls. So I'm just with a girl at the crib. And then the next girl's calling me saying, where are you doing? Like, where are you? And trying to call me. I'm saying, fuck, I don't even know what to do. Just trying to
and
hide
you
from
tell
the
her
girl
the truth?
No, but I'm trying to, hide? Like, I'm trying to, like, keep it, like, low-key. It's just not working. Like, I just had to just get out of there.
My homie playing chess, not checkers.
Yeah,
eh?
I didn't. From there, I just took it one by one. But, like, yo, even other days now, like, I go to the club. I'm still asking, like, five different girls talking to them. Five different girls. I get their Snapchats. I swear to God I could fuck them, but I just don't even fuck them. I just see them on Snapchat. If I feel them the day I want to talk to them, I'll holler at them, you know? But now, it's not even like that. I just sauce them and I just keep going, you know? They're bitches, though.
I think I got to start rapping or got to get the Wallap Boy energy, man, because, yeah, I'm podcasting, I don't get that energy, bro.
I know, right?
Y'all niggas ain't built like did sauce it.
Some facts right there.
Before we go, Friday, do you have any question for the young gentleman before they get out of here?
Not any uncut questions.
Well, no, real regular. No double H. Any regular questions for them?
No. I'm good. I this is a dope experience, yo.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys for coming through, bro. I super appreciate this. I know the city's gonna love this.
Yeah.
They're gonna be definitely waiting for more music for you guys and seeing like just the growth of more of what you guys do next year. Hopefully we can come again when we do this and I see what else albums and music that you guys dropped. And yeah, man, I'm just happy to have you guys here, mm-hmm, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Really, you know what it is, man.
Really quick before we leave, give the guys your Instagrams, Snapchat for the ladies, and other ways that the people them can find you, YouTube, all that stuff there.
Yeah, for sure. You
which
can
camera?
Holla.
Which camera? Which camera? That camera.
You can holla at me at blackmass_neat. That's the IG. The Snap. Don't worry, freaks. Just holla at the IG.
Yeah, I'm a demon, though. I have a public page for the Snapchat. You know what it is? You can find it. It's MWLAT. And then on my Instagram is MWLAT too, you know? All of that, you know? And make sure you guys are streaming our music. Girl, shit.
Where can they stream it? Where can they stream it?
Well, App Boys on fucking Spotify and everywhere. You guys know what it is.
Apple Music.
Let them know, man. You know what I'm saying?
It was a good time today, so I like this shit. And what are we doing? Bare interviews after this now.
Cool, nah. Well, just know who the first was, eh?
Yeah.
Yo, there's very much. Hell yeah.
36, please. We got to go up with 36.
36 for bitches. Okay.
Slime. Right.
That's how
we run
shit. Yo, that's
look at him. Mirror.
Six Views Uncut. Yeah. It's your boy Gutsy Guts, Guts Gotti. Follow me on all social media platforms. The Gutsy Show. No, sorry. The Gutsy Show on Instagram. Mr. Gutsy Guts on Twitch. The Real Gutsy Guts on TikTok. Gutsy Guts on YouTube. Six Views TO on all social media platforms. We Love Hip Hop Network. Friday Ricky Dread. Big up Gucci. Clear Star Studios. Big up the Wallap boys. Mm-hmm. Big for up sure, everybody sure. In the city. Yeah, I'm saying be safe. 36 for the bitch.
36 is hard to find on Spotify. I got a next one for you.
Oh, I was going to say on YouTube then. YouTube? Okay, but you got to.
Yeah, because fuck. I'm fucking looking through YouTube right now. But my club.
If you got the next one, you can roll the next one.
I got the next one here lined up for you. Let's do it, man. Let's run All In.
Step back, shoot that hard in this bitch. Street nigga, I put my all in this bitch. You got a gun, but ain't got no heart in your clip. Shit get fired, shit get hit, shit get lit. Step back, shoot that hard in this bitch. Street nigga, I put my all in this bitch. You got a gun, but ain't got no heart in your clip. Shit get fired, shit get hit, shit get lit. We by the North Jane, we by the two bricks. I got my Cody, he got a big fifth. I know you rising it, what I put side of shit. I said we riding shit, we two times on them. I put my all in this shit.